Good friends and fish. Good friends and fish. Good friends and fish. Good friends and fish. Good friends and fish.
Welcome everybody to episode 20 of Good Friends and Fish. Just like a chocolate milkshake, only a podcast. I'm Stephen.
I'm Fez.
I'm Lee.
I'm Lexi.
I'm Tarson.
And I'm Maddie.
All right, welcome listeners to our very exciting 20th episode. We're very excited to be here. We've made the big 2-0, boys. Yeah. And it's been a fun podcast. It's been a podcast where we sit around, we talk a bit of shit, and we insult the biggest piece of shit, being Fez, sitting over here on the table. And I was lucky enough to be in a couple of other podcasts around Adelaide with some special guests, and Fez, they heard of your work and they had some nice little things to say about you. So this first one was Tommy Daslow from the Little Dum Dum Club.
This Fez guy sounds like a real cunt.
So there you go, yeah. Daslow thinks you're a bit of a cunt. And also I was on the Loose Five with Marcel and Paul, and they had something nice to say as well.
Fez, I like you. Here's a cuddle. You cunt.
Yeah.
Fez, you're a cunt.
So there you go. Well done, Fez. Yeah. I'm ruining everyone's perception of this podcast. I hope you're happy.
How does that make you feel, Fez? People you've never even met. Just hurling abuse at you on the streets now.
I think that means this podcast does its job.
True words have never been said. Well, it is good friends and Fez. So yeah, we have been doing our job.
Yeah, well, not you.
No. Hence the title of the show.
Yeah, of course, yeah. Exactly.
General Judges!
Excellent. Well, I might kick us off. I'm a little bit pissed off with winter at the moment. I got my my usual parking space this week. Went out to offered everyone in my house, there's four or five of us, to take us all bowling. Everyone gets in the car and it's bogged. It then starts raining. This is on a Sunday night. Everyone's hungover and tired. It has since taken me 3 days, three separate vehicles and various pavers buried in my lawn to get my fucking car out of the mud. And it hasn't just been bogged. It's just sunk. I'm talking nearly up to the hubs. I've got a picture we can upload of it.
Good. We'll do that on the Facebook page, facebook.com/goodfriendsadfez.
Check out a bogged car.
More exciting pictures to come.
I'm not kidding. We went through about, I don't know, six ropes and...
What, you broke said ropes?
Oh, yeah. We fucked them up.
Yeah.
And a 1 kilo snatch rope. And finally, we had to use my mate's chain, and eventually we got it out.
So
it was well and truly in there.
So how'd you get your car there in the first place? Was another accident where you were blind drunk and you slammed it into the front of your own house?
No, it was just parked on the lawn.
Why'd you park it on the lawn? Yeah, do you live in Elizabeth or something?
No, we've got three other people I live. Well, no, it is four, and like everyone's sort of got girlfriends and boyfriends as well.
Okay, no need to brag.
Jeez,
yeah. Bess is here.
What is this girlfriend thing you speak of?
You can be friends with girls. but you know, at any given point on a weekend at our place, there's like 10 or 12 cars. So it's kind of first in, best served.
10 or 12 cars? You said 8 people. How many cars do you have?
Well, I've got 2 because I've got my car and a work van. Okay. Another mate's got similar. Plus, we steal things. Like burnt out Commodores on the front lawn and shit.
It wasn't bogged. The car just didn't have any tyres.
Yeah. It was on bricks, but because the wheels were nicked. Yeah, so that was my wonderful week. So I ended up just having to swallow my pride. We couldn't get it out, so I had to just call my mate. And he had an absolute ball.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
So that was an interesting story there. Speaking of interests.
Interesting. Next segment.
So this is a bit of a quick catch up on episode 18 of the podcast, because Fez was away last episode. We had a nice little threesome on episode 18.
Yeah, very nice.
Where Querbs, Fez, and myself swapped some interests, trying to get the other people involved with some interests of ours.
And bodily fluids.
Well,
that goes without saying.
The shared interest.
Yeah, exactly. So we each kind of designated to the other person something that we'd like them to get involved with so we can have more common interests as friends and our friendship can develop.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, who wants to kick it off? Fez, you had to listen to some metalcore.
Yeah, I had to listen to Parkway Drive. I listened to the album Atlas.
Very good album. Very good album. Yeah. Now, what do you think?
Yeah, the actual music's all right. It's just the lyrics are hard to understand.
It's not about the lyrics, though. Did you gain that concept at the end of it, Fez? That it's about the sounds, not the lyrics?
Well, that's it. The music's good. The sound of it's good. It's just... Well, there was this one track. It was called Old Ghosts, New Regrets.
Oh, yeah.
And I went repeating that song again and again. I think it sounded a bit like an anti-like war song or something along those lines.
What?
I'm not sure. The music was good, but I just could not understand the words because it's just going like... Blah, blah,
blah. It's good. What do you reckon of the track Murder Trap, though? Like the title track?
I thought the title track was Atlas. Like...
No, it's the second track. No. Second track's Murder Trap. What do you think of that?
It's alright, song.
I made it up! To see through your eyes, there is no song by that title. Fuck you. You didn't even listen to it.
Well, it's not a pass.
Yeah.
Like, I thought it was Atlas.
Yeah. I wanted further analysis.
I remember all the names of the song. I did listen to it, I just don't remember the names of all the songs.
Fair enough. I was just being a little bit of an asshole.
So the premise was it's something you would never have listened to otherwise. No, you gave it a shot. Would you listen to it further? I guess that was the whole point.
Look, I reckon it's that kind of music where I reckon if I go there live, it'll be intense and like fun to go to.
Yeah.
Although, where like, you know, they say it's great music, so you just be just bumping your head, just getting, you know, into
it. Going crazy.
You would be getting your head bumped. Yeah. You wouldn't be bumping any head.
Yeah, but you know, just play it in your car and that'll be. Yeah,
it'd be a good time. How would it be if you pulled into your house and your mum and dad are out in the front doing the gardening and just like, would they care?
No, they're just like, what the fuck are you listening to?
Imagine they would love it.
I've also through that I found some other strange metal genres. Like, did you know it's like a metal dubstep?
Is it?
Yeah.
What's that called? Just metal dubstep?
I'm sure it's like metal and dubstep together.
Metal step. Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Sounds dangerous.
Oh, I would like to listen to this metal step. See, you're learning. Yeah. You're opening your musical eyes, being your ears.
So have you achieved what you wanted?
Yeah. Well, he's got an understanding of it. And
he said he'd go to a gig?
Yeah, he said you now go to a gig. Yeah.
Well, I also found that they were from Australia as well.
Yeah, man.
Adelaide band?
No, they're from New South Wales.
Interesting.
I think not Byron. I can't remember. They're big surfers, though, so...
Ah, it's all the same.
Yeah. Hey, fucking, they're Australian, all right? They're fucking Australian. Proud of it. You don't love it, leave it. Fuck you.
All right. So my interest, then, that I wanted to share with you was anime. Now, this is one thing that you've...
No.
Said you hated number of times on this.
Yeah, I did.
But you finally actually given it a go,
I watched 100 minutes, being 3 episodes.
That's good.
Yeah. Now, look, it was called Death Note, the one you gave me. The story was a good story. It's a good storyline.
It is, yeah.
Good storyline.
A little bit.
Interesting. But just as a medium, manga still shits me, all right? Because there was a close-up of a character's eyes every 10 fucking seconds. It is not needed. Like, no other medium does that. You don't see that in movies. You don't see that in, like, funny cartoons. It was like, oh, Hiromasha has been watching you this whole time. And then it would, like, pan to the eyes and stay there for 3 seconds.
The eyes are an important part of that story, though.
No, it's not. It's like, and that's the other thing. The story was interesting. It's very simple to follow, so you didn't need them explaining it every step of the way. Like, the character was just like, you know, so are you telling me that if I write in this book being called Death Note, people die?
Oh, yes, spoilers alert.
That is correct. Oh, it's episode 1. Come on.
Yeah.
But, so look, the story was interesting, all that, but still, manga, it annoys me.
So then, so for example, if Fight Club was shot in anime form, Fight Club 2 was anime.
Whoa, let's not do that.
Well, no, I think Fight Club 2 is going to come out as a graphic novel, so it's a comic book originally. Okay. I think that's what the plans are.
Yeah.
So the, what's the name of the author who did it? Polanski or something like that? Chuck Polanski? Something like that.
I don't know.
Somebody can't remember. I don't know. I'll get some angry tweeter. It's Paul Halansky, whoever.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, so if that was an anime, you would not watch it purely because of the style of the media.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, there's a live action Death Note movie as well, which is much worse. But it is, it is the general story, and it is live action. Look, so maybe you should.
I can't connect with something that is so fake as, and the way they walk as well.
I love that.
No, it's annoying. It's like they're like moonwalking through. You
how
know,
good
the
is that?
The background is slower than what the character is. It just, no. It's absurd.
That gives like detail on what they're doing at the time.
Yeah, but look at the fucking awesome. South Park drawings.
Yeah, but that's funny. Like, this is serious.
Yeah, that's the point.
And I can't take it seriously when all I can see is people's fucking eyes.
What about porn? Anime porn, like.
Can we, maybe get you onto a different
anime
game?
Anime porn?
Wean you onto it.
Like tentacle porn.
But if there's close up in of the eyes,
which
I'm not interested.
Which eyes are we talking about? All right. Yeah. Anyway, you gave it a go. You gave
it a go.
And would you say it's slightly better than you thought it could be previously?
Look, I'll give manga credit in the fact that they can still have interesting storylines, but it still irritated me just watching it.
Just the
media. Just how it played
out.
Yeah, yeah.
Fair enough. That's a personal preference.
The style. I don't like, you know. It's like cubism.
Did you grow up?
I don't like cubism. Nothing wrong with it. I just don't like looking at it. Like manga.
Did you grow up with like Dragon Ball Z and Pokemon?
No, I grew up with bitches and piss. Right? That's how I grew up.
You had a bad childhood.
Oh, I loved it.
That's fair enough.
Well, my interest was wrestling and
amateur wrestling. Yeah.
And
let's just put it out there.
It's called amateur wrestling. And Stephen came along to the Saturday morning training session.
I did. I showed up. You didn't think I would.
Yeah.
I showed up, and he told me it was four, whatever the street name is. I won't give a street name. I pulled up. It was some abandoned house.
Makes sense.
It was like a broken birdhouse, like just everywhere in the front yard. Where has Fez taken me? Is this actually wrestling? Well, then it turns out he'd give me the wrong address. It was down the end of the street.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Fez, go down.
So I was feeling calm and ready.
So how did you like the training?
How did I find the training? It was actually pretty good. It was a good workout.
Did you just dominate across the board?
No, I didn't at all.
Shirt on or off?
Shirt on. So lots of people took their shirt off at the start to only put their shirt back on. Like, I was like, good on you, mate. You got some nice abs, but I don't need to see this.
No, it's because we went for like a run really early in the morning, and then from that's when we.
Yeah, but they changed into the same shirt.
Are they?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, keep defending it, Pez. I should say that it was actually quite a fun experience. I think because I was there with Fez, so Fez and I kind of partnered up. Yeah. So I got a little of Fez's ass in my face vice versa as we learned the moves.
Yeah.
But I like to think I progressed a bit, didn't I? In the two and a half hours of training I did.
Yeah.
So quite a commitment to this.
Nice.
And we had this big Eastern European guy.
Yeah.
And I love this dude. But at the start of it, obviously I was just finding my way. And he kept calling, he's like, oh, this. Every time I do a move, he just tell me I'm rubbish and call me a jellyfish.
That's worth it then. That is worth it.
He's such an invertebrae.
But by the end of it, he's like, no, you could be a wrestler. And I felt like I'd earned something. I walked away and I was like, I earned a little bit of this guy's respect. And that means more than anything to me. I take all the Fez ass sweat in my face, drink that in with the thought that one day, you know. But yeah, I thought it was good. And I would potentially keep it up. The only thing is that it's so far away from my house.
Yeah, it is pretty far away, yeah.
Dude, 2.5 hours of like sweaty Fez's ass in your face is, that's a good
and
effort.
A long drive as well. It's really worth the drive.
The thing was, for the first half an hour, or the first 20 minutes, was kind of like, I guess, a warm-up. And most of it was fine. But some of it is just like, somersault. Say everyone had the somersault forward. I'm like, I don't really know how to somersault. So everybody else is doing these mad somersaults. So I'm just kind of crawling over on my back. It's like cartwheel. And I did like, you know, the 4-year-old cartwheel where the legs barely get above the shoulders. But no, it was good.
No, he did a very good effort. There were some people that couldn't do some of the stuff, like... there's some that really couldn't sum stuff properly and you did better than them.
Cheers, so, mate. Yeah. No, I appreciate that. I put in a real effort when I was there.
Yeah.
Because yeah, I didn't want to be the weakest person there.
No, not in a fight house.
So despite not wanting to, were you still?
I was close to the bottom. Ooh, Fez actually came over to help me out a bit in kind of the beginner area, I guess you'd call it that. And I think I was probably medium in the beginners.
No, they're very good, very good.
Thank you, Fez.
Yeah. So have you got a new, like, light of Fez? Is he now a god in your mind?
Oh, no.
You're funny.
Because the same dude, this amazing trainer, he kept bad-mouthing Fez as well. Because Fez has obviously been going there for a while. And while I was getting caught jellyfish, he kept telling Fez that he was disrespecting his father's legacy.
That is probably the most hurtful thing you could say.
But it was a great feeling there, actually. Yeah. I was pretty beaten up by the end of it, though. I pulled up real sore today. So, no, it was
that's
good.
That's what you want,
man. Yeah. No, cheers for that.
All
right. But yeah, so speaking of Fez and his usual shitness on this show, let's move into my segment with vote one for podcast politics. So podcast politics is the segment, and what this is Fez has been at the bottom of the food chain, as we've been stressing already a lot on this show.
Yeah, big time.
But what we're going to do here is we're going to give Fez a chance to get off that bottom of the food chain.
Mm-hmm.
So it's good friends and Fez currently. Could be good friends and fish.
Mm.
Oh. Similar sounding. Hello. So only need to change a few letters. Easy to do.
Still be GFAF.
Still be GFAF. Good exactly.
Yeah. It took me... I actually worked out today what GFAS stands. I said it really quietly to Tyson before the podcast. So it's all right. I reckon it took me probably 2 months.
Well, it might all change. It might stand for something different at the end of this. So what we're going to do here is everyone's going to kind of give a bit of... At the moment in Australia, we've got our elections coming up. And we're here at see a lot of...
So it's Tyson then.
So we're seeing a lot of the opposition and the opposition leader and the Prime Minister going out and spruiking their stuff as to why they should be the leader. What I want you to do is spruik your stuff here as to why you shouldn't be at the bottom of the totem pole like Fez currently is. So why it shouldn't be, for example, good friends and Lee. So what I've done here is, just based on the way you guys are sitting, I've given you a random amount of time to give your speech as to why you're... Why you shouldn't be so at the bottom?
We don't have the same age. We've all got
different. You've all got different. It's random. Good.
All splendid.
Yeah. Well, life isn't fair. So just randomly, Corbs, you got 15 seconds. 15. Lexus, you got 10 seconds.
Yeah.
You got 20 seconds, Tyson. You got 5 seconds, Fish. And Fez, you've got 25 seconds. So you have the longest, I think, out here.
Yeah, well, I've got to have to defend myself.
Well, not defend yourself. Just say why. You can even pick on a person. Like, your strategy is up to you.
Oh, okay, yep.
So you can say why you're better than a particular person or why you're good in general. I find both hard to believe.
Yeah.
So I hope you'll remember the times I designated, because I certainly don't. So, Corbs, your time limit was...
15 seconds.
All right, you ready to spruik your stuff?
I am.
All right, your time starts now.
All right, I'm going to do the Liberal Labour approach, which is to repeat every word over and over again. So laughter is what this podcast is about. I can bring laughter to this podcast.
5 second warning.
What happens when laughter is taken out? You get people like Fez ruining this podcast.
Stop. Not bad.
Well played.
Well played. You went for the laughter vote. Good. Good vote on a comedy podcast.
Exactly. Yeah.
Nice. All right. Lexus, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, so not only do you have to beat Fez, you only really have to be one person.
Yeah.
But Fez, bear in mind Fez is 25 seconds.
Yeah. So you make a coherent argument in that time, for sure.
Well, we'll see. So 10 seconds for you, Lexi. You ready?
Yep.
Go.
All right, creativity. I can actually come up with things when a question's asked me. My segment means other people talk as well. They don't just give me one-word answers. And you're going to flounder with 25 seconds because you won't be able to come up with anything in that time.
Go. Ooh.
Yeah.
Concise.
Wow.
Woo. That's impressive. Conciseness. I didn't even give him the 5 second warning. I meant to, but I forgot.
Just for record, you gave Lee a 5 second warning. I've only got 5 seconds.
Yeah. You get the warning.
And go warning.
So you've got 20 seconds.
Yes.
I'll give you the 5 second warning.
Alright.
And you Lexi didn't
need it. And Tyson's
right. Yeah.
Well, I can see it right in front of me. So yeah, I really
Tyson,
need it.
Yeah. 20 seconds. Go.
All right. Despite me being away for a while, it's probably not a good way to start off with this, but I feel like I'm the good balance between, like, you know, the nerdy stuff. Well, not nerdy, but, you know, you like the comics and games and things, and then, like, the guys of the sport and everything. So I feel like I'm the perfect balance.
5 second warning.
Yeah, to break both sides, and I'm a good guy.
Good guy. Didn't even need your full time. You're a decent bloke, mate. Yeah. All right, Fish, you ready?
No. All right.
5 second warning. Go.
As long as evil gives fucking life to this cretin we call Fez, I don't
need to be here. Didn't get to finish it. Yeah, that was what you were saying. No. No. You're cut off. Nah. I'm the mediator here. And hence automatically get through as not being good friends with Steven.
So good. So I could attack someone. I don't have to exactly defend.
You can do whatever you want. Yeah, you can have a strong politics. Yeah, run a smear campaign if you want.
All right.
Run a pap smear campaign.
Put a pap in your smear.
Yeah, he went there.
Fez, you ready? 25 yeah. seconds. I'll give you the warning.
Well, this will be a smear campaign on Leroy. Because he hasn't really been here as much as I have been.
Yeah,
here.
Okay. I should point out, Leroy is fine. Like, he's not here to defend himself, so he's getting through.
Yeah.
You got... Anyway. 10 seconds left.
Why can't I
do it? 5 second warning! Nah, 5 second warning!
Unfair.
That's why.
Yeah.
That's why. I think that's pretty decisive.
I think so. Like, Fish didn't come up with a reason. Doesn't matter.
As long as I got evil and correct now, that were my two main defenses.
That was like Tony Abbott running a smear campaign on Natasha's spot destroyer, which is not even a politician anymore.
People are not even here. He's not in the race.
Why'd you pick that? You picked the poor defenseless guy. Who's going to side with you? You're picking on the poor defenseless Asian guy, the minority group as well. You get
Hold on.
There's a bit of a one nation going on here.
Yeah. All right.
Don't pick on. All right. Well, this segment has come to a conclusion. The mediator will now make the decision. Good friends and fair stands. I tried to give him the long period of time. Rubbish. Yeah. Rubbish, Fez.
And you wasted it. Yeah.
Fish was pretty shit as well. Like, I don't even know where he's going.
Yeah. 2 seconds of my five wasted by you telling me it was a warning.
Alright, let's move on to the next segment with Alexei.
Circle of vomit. Well, everyone knows that a vomit story is one of the best stories. From the last time I was here, I didn't really want to talk about poo and then leave it, drag it down to that level.
Why not?
But, I mean, I've moved on to vomit, so I think that's really a step up from the podcast. So,
okay.
It is literally, it's a step up.
Moved up.
Yeah.
Unless you're so constipated, you're actually vomiting up poo. Anyway, we'll get to
will
that.
We accept those?
Has everyone finished their time. Mine's coming up again.
Yeah. some poor dudes listen to this podcast at lunch break and just like, this will be delightful.
Into a hearty goulash.
He's got a bloody vindaloo.
So I want everyone to tell their best or worst, however you think, vomit stories. Today we'll start with Tyson.
Okay, I've actually got a really good one, and it actually starts with pooing.
Yeah.
Even
better.
Yeah, even better. Okay, so me and my mates went to had a trip in Melbourne. We got a hotel room, and obviously had pre-drinks, had a bit of fun there. So, you know, we're on the top room, so we thought, oh, well, let's have a bit of fun over the balcony. So we're pissing off the balcony. You know, once I've had a few drinks, I usually one up the game. So I got on all fours and shat off the balcony.
Wow.
Need I know that after we looked beneath and there was two Asian girls on their balcony looking at us, so they reported, got us in trouble, whatever. Now, what happened was the owner was actually there that night, who was the security guard at the same time or whatever. So he said, you know, I'll let you in your room if you clean it up.
Yeah.
We were pissed drunk and we just found it hilarious that we got caught. So we went down there, To clean up this shit. So instead of cleaning it up, one of my mates, we got cardboard and kind of had to scrape it off of the ground. He thought it was funny to grab it and smear it in the other guy's face. Now, what happened there? He turned around and he vomited. What did he vomit over? The owner's car. Inside, he's watching all this on video, surveillance video. We walk in and he's basically like, "Oi, you're doing?" And we're like, "Whoa, fuck!" And yeah, that's pretty much where that is.
It's not a whoa, old fuck scenario. If you've shat off the balcony of the course, smeared it on somebody's face, and he's vomited that shit onto the owner's car, pretty deserved.
Yeah, I'm kicking you out, mate. Just saying.
Good night, though. Yeah,
that's a classy night.
Get down there when you're going to get on all fours and defecate off the balcony.
Just knowing Tyson, I don't question the validity of that story. No, at all.
Most people go bullshit. No, making stuff up, not at all. Good friends and fans. That's good. That's real.
Yeah, I'm
not doing it right if I'm not on all fours. So.
All right, Fish, you're up.
Mine's not as rough.
Yeah, I don't know how we're gonna follow that.
Thanks for that, Tyson. But mine just ended up. It was a nice Friday night dinner in at Gouger Street. You know. Couple of restaurants, we've gone to a bar afterwards and we've decided to have some flaming shots. One of my friends is horrible at shotting. Can't shot fucking water. So he's moved the shot around, set the bar on fire. So we've put that out. He's picked the shot up, set himself on fire. Oh, fuck, can you hold this? Set me on fire. We managed to put all the spot fires out. He's put the shot back down and it's caught fire in the bar again. So eventually he manages to blow it out. By then the shot's boiling hot. He's shot at it. All of his dinner's come straight back. The barmaid's standing there just looking at her and she's like, "Really, cunt?" Just throws the tea towel in. I'm not fucking cleaning that. He swipes it onto the floor, pushes two chairs in the way and just sprints into the bathroom.
Oh, man.
This isn't a one-off thing. This is a weekly occurrence. I could pull up a dozen of those stories just from that guy.
Wow.
He's fucking next level.
Next level. I like it. All right. My story here is about Lexus, actually.
Oh,
from a time in Japan.
Yay!
We were out in, I think it was Kyoto? Kyoto.
I don't remember.
Yeah. We were out there partying up the nightlife. And you kind of, when you go overseas, probably from any country, but particularly as an Australian, you get a bit of Aussie pride about drinking about you. So when you're in a Japanese club, there's very much of Australia versus Japan mentality.
Yeah.
Bear in mind, it was two of us against, I don't know, 100 Japanese people. <in this club. laughs> And then we got bought a lot of drinks, and some of these drinks coming out, we had no idea what they were, like
sushi shots.
Yeah, it was just crazy, like, yeah, wasabi type mixed in with shots and stuff. So we were going hard. I threw up in the club.
Yeah.
Which Lexus was giving me a hard time, but actually he was peering over the cubicle making throw up noises.
Me, like, some random Asian guy.
Yes, I constantly do that.
Yeah, just like, piss off, mate, piss off. Anyway, wiped it off.
Yeah.
Kept partying. Lexus, it hit him hard. I was like, oh, I need to get this dude out of here. He was pretty much unconscious on his feet. Yeah. So I get him into a taxi. He's swaying all over the place. We get back to the hotel. Lexus is like, oh, I need to throw up. So he gets into the toilet. And just fucking shit goes everywhere. Like, the toilet gets covered in the most runny vomit. Yeah. It was almost like he was pissing out of his mouth.
Remember this at all?
So I go to get him, like, he was missing the toilet. He was kind of just leaning against the toilet, but didn't have his head there. So yeah. I gave him a bag, and that's what we had, a plastic bag. So he threw up into this bag, filled a plastic bag, like a shopping bag, with vomit.
Yeah.
Then I realized I had a bag of vomit, so I'm like, what the fuck is this to do with this? We had no bins in our room, because it was Japan, a small room, so I tied it up. I was going to bring it down to the car park.
Yeah.
So I'm taking this, I have to go down the elevators. I'm like standing in the elevator with vomit dripping from the bag. Yeah. Other tourists are like, "Hey, konnichiwa." We get down there, and you have to go through the reception area to get to the garage. We get to the garage, and this Japanese girl comes running up to me. She's like, "Oh, I'll take that for you." I was like, no. And she's like, no, I'll take it. And then this poor, like, I couldn't argue against her. I was pretty drunk anyway. So she takes it. She's like, "Arigato gozaimasu." And this girl grabs his bag. I can see the vomit, like, dripping over her hands.
Oh,
she took it out. I went back upstairs. Lexus was still in the toilet. I thought he'd be all right. Went to bed. Woke up. Lexus was still there. We sprayed down the vomit. End of story.
Nice one.
Yeah. This segment is really backfired.
Good. The amount of times you don't quite get the cubicle door open and just ends up all down.
All right, Fez.
Yeah, well, mine's on for New Year's Eve.
Yes.
And I don't really remember it too well. Stephen might remember better than me.
I'm filling the blanks for you.
So, yeah, pretty much New Year's Eve, drank a lot. And yep. I think you guys took me home?
Yeah. My girlfriend and I took you home.
Yeah, yeah. And then I think along the way I needed to vomit.
That's correct. Yeah. Several stops. Several.
And I think apparently I vomited all over a shop.
Yeah, so it was like one of those, you know, those little like deli and like a laundromat, like sets three shops. So Fez threw up pretty much down the front of the entrance of all three stores. Because it was at an incline, obviously, for drainage. Yeah. And so the vomit ran down in front of the whole all the shops.
That's my vomit story.
No, wait, that story continues.
Does it?
Yeah, because you were...
This would be the blanks we're talking about.
So you were kind of like, oh, shit, man. And then it was New Year's Eve, so there's a lot of parties going on. These girls obviously are having a hell party as well, and they obviously witnessed the whole thing. So these girls came up to Fez, so he's passed out, and were giving him glasses of water. These random girls, like, oh, you need like a glass of water. He's like, fuck off.
I swear I could have been your chance.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, no, still to this day, the best he's come, closest he's come to picking up a chip.
Oh, like, an improvement is vomit dripping from your mouth, stinking terribly, and pale as shit. And so, girl's like, oh, he's actually not too bad.
He looks like he's about to slip away.
Exactly. So yeah, eventually you did actually consume the water, and we got you back in the car, and there was a few more stops before we got to your place, but... Yeah, that was it. And were you eating beans or something at your house?
Yeah, that's when we started eating canned beans.
First thing you should do after
that is the solution to any vomit.
That probably saved you the next day, right?
Imagine the beans coming back out.
Yeah. All right, well, mine was when I was in Thailand a couple of years ago. We're in a bar called Banana Bar, and they specialise in just all types of like smoothie cocktails and all that stuff. And so we were up there and we were drinking solidly for about 3-4 hours of just every different type of cocktail we could imagine. And then at about like 9 o'clock or something at night, this like little 16-year-old guy comes in and he's wearing like a suit and a backwards hat. And we're like, what's the deal with him? And the owner of the bar's like, oh, he serves you a beer bong if you want it. And we're like, really? He's like, yes, he's beer bong waiter. And I'm like, oh, show this kid a lesson. And so I'm like, oi! Give me a beer bong. And one of the big beers, not those small ones either. So we got 2 long necks of Chang.
Oh, no.
And because it's humid as fucking Thailand, so they're warm and all that. And I've been drinking milky Kahlua and all these cocktails, margaritas, whatnot. So this 16-year-old guy stands on a chair in the middle of the club. Everyone forms a circle and they're like, yay.
Yeah.
Puts 2 long necks of Chang in there. So we're looking at 1.5 litres of warm Chang.
Yeah.
I beer bonged the whole thing straight away. I was like, yay. And honestly, within 10 seconds, I just got that boom. This is coming out of you right now. And so it was like a rooftop bar. So I managed to sprint right over to the other end. And I vomited off the balcony, much like you, Tyson. Yeah. Just straight off the balcony, onto the road, people underneath.
Oh. You say much and like Tyson, but it's from the other end.
Yeah, that's true. This tipsy-topsy world we live in. But with that, the manager of the bar comes over and taps me on the shoulder. And I'm like, oh, fuck. And he's like, oh, did you just vomit off balcony? And I'm like, yeah. And he pauses and then goes... Did you want another daiquiri? And I'm like, yes, please. So he led me back to the bar and gave me a daiquiri on the house.
That's good.
Because I vomited. Yeah.
So you didn't vomit on anyone?
No, it missed, luckily. But it was just a big, like, 3-story splat.
Yeah.
And people kind of turned around like, ooh, what the fuck was that? And there I am like, ooh, looking like a goat that's just been shot in the arse.
Yeah. Oh, man. Well, I guess I'll keep this quick because I'm feeling physically ill. But one time I went to the Soju bar, and that always managed to get me, like, feeling shit. So I went home, so I slept for a bit. Then I woke up about 2 a.m, I was like, shit, I'm going to vomit, but I don't have a bucket anywhere. And I just vomited in my lap, in the bed. And I was like, oh, God, shit. But I was so, like, drunk and hungover. I couldn't move. So I'm like, oh, I'm going to have to deal with this. I could feel it like dripping through onto my legs and the bed as well. I was like, nah, I'm just going to have to sleep through. So I like, went to sleep and slept for another like 4 or 5 hours. Lying in my own vomit.
Just marinating.
And pretty much, I was supposed to work the next day and my girlfriend like was going to drive me in because I'm so hungover. And she came upstairs and like found me lying in a pool of my own vomit. She changed all the sheets and stuff and changed me for work. And
she
I went into
changed
work.
Boyfriend.
Yeah, it's probably a low point, but... well, thanks for your stories, guys. Pretty rank, so...
Very rank. Well, one thing about drinking a lot... Here comes the segue, lads. One thing about drinking a lot is it costs a lot of money. So, I'm going to show you how to save money in a little segment I call GFAF, everything around me. Cream, get the money. Save a dollar bill, y'all. Alright, we're going to save some money, good friends and Fez listeners. So, each member of the podcast... is going to tell you their tip on how to save cash, wherever it may be, whether it be rent, whether it be food, whether it be drinking, whatever it is. So let's kick this off with the man himself, Lexus.
All right, well, all you idiots every day having like 2 or 3 coffees.
Good way to address our
all you fuckheads. No.
We love you.
Well, I mean, if you're having like 2 or 3 coffees a day from a coffee shop, that shit is costing you a lot of money. So maybe start bringing in some Nescafe Blend 43. I know you think it's shit. It's all right. Like, it'll cost you $10 for a 3-month period rather than about $20 a day every day. So bring Nescafe Blend 43, save some dosh.
Shameless plug there?
Yeah, that's
it. Yeah. Sponsored
smooth,
by Nescafe.
Rich, South African
wearing a Nescafe hat.
Son of Ty.
Yes. I think the tip I'm going to give, I think we've actually experimented it before on this pod way, maybe at 2 or 3. So, I mean, my thing would be for the listeners is you don't need, 10 pairs of underwear. It's just have one pair of underwear, wear it inside out the next day, flip it around, wear it back to front, then inside out, back to front. And you can get 4 days usage out of each pair of underwear.
I'll go you one better. Don't wear underwear. Free ball, 5 days a week, done.
That is true. No washing, no purchasing underwear. Yeah.
So with the, let's say you might be farting a lot on one day and you say to put it inside out, you're generally going to like get that stuff on your jeans.
Yeah. Stuff. Clothes. You don't want to get poo residue on your foreskin or your helmet, whichever way you're snipped.
Yeah.
So...
No, you wouldn't. This probably isn't the best, but this is like, if you don't want to go to my budget and get the experts to tell you, this is just coming from me. This is as good as I'll give you. This is my advice.
Fair enough.
That's Phil. Matt, how are you going to save us money?
I reckon I'm going to go with a night out tip.
Yep.
Everyone, before you go out, you have the pre-drinks, you get all the lads around, or lasses, or both, and then when it's time to go, you've got to worry about who is ordering the mini cab, you've got to pay them, sometimes it's more if it's a bigger cab, you've got to work out, 5, there's awkward numbers, fuck it. Drunken walks into town and to parties, remember them in year 8?
Definitely.
Drunken walks everywhere, fantastic. Yeah.
Walking with beers on a summer night,
not so sure about year 8.
Yeah, probably not year 8.
You're 10, maybe. You may have me there, but fuck it. If you live at the hub and you go to Party Elizabeth, just trek it with a bunch of mates.
That would take about 7 hours to do.
That could be the pre-drinks.
Yeah, that's a point.
The old foot falcon. I like it. Alright, Steve.
My recommendation to all listeners is to get yourself a Fez. But he's got to look lovable. Fez has got a lovable look. I'll give you that, Fez. You fucking look like a Care Bear.
There's a difference between lovable and like pitiful.
Yeah, exactly. So when you're out in town and you're out at the club and you're getting a bit busy or whatever, you got the Fez there. So then when you're speaking to people, the girls know that you're like a nice type of guy. You're there with a Care Bear looking dude. So you're not going to be shouting them the drinks because you're trying to shout your friend here the drinks. So this way you don't have to spend all your money on the girls. The girls, you've already got the in because you're walking around with a teddy bear. And they think you're a great guy because you're still buying him drinks when secretly you still get Fez to pay for his drinks.
But
you make yourself look like a good guy.
I was going to say, where is this leading?
Yeah, okay.
We have a re-election.
It's leading somewhere.
Yeah.
So you say that you're paying for Fez's drinks.
Yeah.
So it looks like you're already splurging. The girls aren't going to expect you to pay for them as well.
Mm.
Still get Fez to pay.
Okay.
Money in your pocket.
Yeah. Dummy mate shouting system.
Yeah.
Nice.
All right. It's a little bit more complicated.
Oh, the fuck. I feel like I've got a degree now. Fez, how are you going to save us money?
Oh, well, this is more for people who are organising house parties.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm going to organise house party at my own house, but I'm assuming...
I haven't been to a house
party.
You need friends to invite to have a party.
Anyways, you know, in South Australia, we have a system where, you know, we recycle, you know, bottles, plastics, all that stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, when people bring their own drinks and they leave them... You know, the...
See where this is going.
Yeah.
Recycling is not a good tip. Yeah.
People do that anyway.
Oh, there you go. Ah, that didn't matter.
So you failed your own segment.
I did.
Isn't it like, going to work and getting a paycheck isn't saving money. Cashing in, you know, goods for money isn't...
Stealing?
I want, like...
Genuine tips.
Recycling, that's what you're going with. If you live in South Australia. So sorry to everyone else in the world, but SA listeners, recycle. Do what you're already doing. Yeah. All right. Well,
don't burn your money.
That is a good tip. What have I been doing this whole time? Well, mine's going to go on the same train of thought of saving money when you're out on town on the juice. I see a lot of people do this and I do not know why. They say, oh, I'm going to save money, but I still want to get really drunk, so I'm just going to drink shots tonight. Don't do it. And this is why. A shot is one standard drink and usually costs you about $7, right?
Mm.
A pint is 1.4 standard drinks and costs you about $5. Don't be a sissy. Just smash beer after beer after beer after beer. At the end of the day, it's all alcohol. This whole myth about, oh, tequila gets you more fucked up than this. No. Quantity over quality. And it's cheaper. Just drink a shit load of beer. Don't drink shots.
I can get behind that.
Yeah.
And if you don't eat 3 days prior as well...
Exactly. Fast. Save money on your grocery bills. That's it.
The rate at which you consume is a big factor here.
And if you manage to prick yourself with a needle contaminated with Hep B, you're really sick, and so your immunity system's lower, and you get drunk even quicker. So get seriously ill, don't eat, and only drink beer.
Just great advice, I think. Yeah.
Great consumer advice.
I should be on Brand Power.
Dan Osblock.
All right. Thank you for that, Lee. Hopefully I'll be having more coinage in my wallet now after that. And so now on to my segment, Baby Come Back.
So much enthusiasm.
Yeah. Okay. So basically this is about... A comeback. So seeing as this is my comeback today on the podcast.
Listeners have missed you?
Yes. Oh, that's good to hear. I've been listening every single podcast, so I feel like I've still been here, but not here live. This segment's about a comeback. So when have you had a good comeback? When something's happened and you've just gone, fuck it, I've done this, and it was just a brilliant comeback. So I might just set the tone and give you guys a good vibe on a good comeback. This would have been when I was about 12 or 13 years old, when I was playing footy. What happened, I went to smother a ball, and I kind of smothered the ball, but the guy kicked me in the face, and I lost 3 teeth.
Oh, that was a good ball.
So I think it was front one, back. Oh, is that, it was like that.
Now we can see what you're pointing at.
Yeah, good call.
Let's clear this up. They weren't even 3 in a row. They were like just stacked.
Nah. Yeah, he must have had some weird shaped shoe or some shit. And I was raging. Like, at that age, I don't know what happens. I thought I would have been toothless forever. Yeah. So my initial thought, I was really pumped up. Grabbed the guy's mouth guard and fucking put it down my fucking pants and shorts and ran off. And so he had to play the rest of the game without that mouth guard. And basically the whole game I was trying to get his teeth back. So yeah. I thought that was pretty good.
That's brilliant.
That's great.
So we'll go around.
Point out, like, why did you have to put, if you weren't going to give the mouth guard back to him, why'd you put it in your pants in the first place?
Just as a bit of a diss, man.
Yeah. Have you still got it? Have you put it on a necklace or something?
No, I don't know what happened after, but initial third down the undies, so he won't go there, and then I ran off. So
oh, yeah. Okay.
yeah
shoved it back in his gob at the end of the game.
Some grass, they're pubes.
Wrap your teeth around these curlies.
Go on, fish. Do you have one?
All right. Again, mine's somehow bowling related. I don't know how I've been bowling like once in the last 7 years. Two stories. I've been a revolver out.
Everything bowled.
10 pin or?
Yeah, 10 pin. No doubt. No doubt. I was bowling probably the best start of a bowling game I've ever. It was unnatural. No coordination with the bowling ball whatsoever. It was pure ass. And I've gone, my mates have started heckling me. And I've semi-tripped as I've done the run-up and tried to look fancy. Staggered away. You know how you do that run when you're about to fall over and you run for about 10
minutes? Yeah. The stumble run.
I've done that off across about 4 other lanes and the ball's just rolled straight down and smashed a strike. And I've just continued the run and just put the hand up. Like I meant to do it the whole time. And I was just brilliant. Sitting there in silence. I was like, yes.
Physical comeback.
Yeah, that's about it. That's probably as good as my life gets. Steven, can you beat that?
I don't know if I can beat that. When I was a kid in primary school, we just had like a seminar about kind of a Greenpeace type seminar. And I'd watched it and been like, wow, this really opened my eyes type thing. So I've almost become a bit of a mini environmentalist. So this is when I was in about grade 5. Lasted for about 3 months, this phase. But during this phase, there was these kids that obviously were trying to take the piss out of all these kids. There was about a group of 20 of us that were like, yeah, no, save the trees and stuff like that. And it almost became like a greenie bashers versus greenies type of fight in the primary school. Yeah, it lasted for about 3 months. Wow. And,
Your school dynamic was different to mine.
It was really weird. Yeah, I don't encourage Greenpeace to visit any other, because it just incites violence. But anyway, during one of these occurrences, we were up a tree. And kind of making a bit of a treehouse type thing. These kids are like, oh, fuck that tree. And they started trying to rip off the branches. And we're like, leave the branches alone. This kid, and I could see this branch, this quite large branch was snapping. And one of the bigger kind of footy, you know, the footy player kid, the macho kid, I guess, from primary school was ripping off of it. I was like, leave the fucking branch alone. He's like, no, fuck your branch. So I could see it was starting to snap. So I just jumped on the branch. Slammed down, this branch just crushed this kid on the chest. no break injury.
Is he dead?
I should point out, I was about a meter up. So like, it wasn't a 5 meter fall or anything. But yeah, now I got some bruising and stuff. And I was like, yeah, that's what trees can do to you.
I just got that image of you like, just jumping and just landing on the
branch. Jump probably oversold it. I stopped on the branch. Yeah.
So I was about shin height.
Yeah. No, it did. The branch did fall on him. And and I was like, this is kind of my rub-in moment. And he started crying. And I was like, you're not so tough. And yeah.
Underdog story.
Yeah, but since then, I can't say I've kept up my Greenpeace efforts.
All right, thanks for that, Stephen. Fezzy?
Well, whenever I go to uni, I always have to catch a bus and a train. Yeah. And then when I go back home, it's train and bus.
Yeah.
And the timing between getting the train, like, into town and from getting the bus back home is always, like, out of sync. So when I get there, the bus would already be, like, going, like, I'll be too late for me to reach it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But one time, the bus... I went to the stop and it's like already gone up ahead, but there was like a red light. And I was thinking, could I run from this stop to the next stop? And I was thinking, no, I don't want it, because I did it and I made it to the next stop.
All right.
Unbelievable.
I wish I had a cricket sound effect.
Well, does that classify as a comeback though?
I don't know. You caught a bus. Alright, let's move it on, because we don't have time to spend on his rubbish.
Now, I'm struggling to think of one of myself, but I've got a really good one that a mate did that I was there for.
Yeah,
can that classify?
Yeah.
Alright, cool, because we did encourage him to do it.
Yeah.
So, a mate of mine is a stand-up comic as well, and he was doing his Fringe show about 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And there was this old couple in the crowd, like real pompous gits that just were not getting his humour, and they were starting to heckle him the whole way through. And at one stage, it literally got half the crowd was against these two hecklers. And it was like, just fuck off, you old ticks. Just leave all that. And so they kind of made a real scene and like left halfway through the show.
Yeah.
Anyway, my mate kicked on. Show was brilliant afterwards. And we're in the car park talking to him. And we look over
and the same couple that was heckling him, their car had broken down, so they couldn't start their car. Yeah. And we're just like, look, dude, this is your time to get fucking revenge, man. Do it. So what he did is he pulled up in his car, parked right next to them, wound down the window and said, oh, here's the final line of my show. Delivered it and then laid a massive burnout in front of them. And everyone was like, yeah!
That's cool.
But no, I've never had a good comeback.
Yeah.
I'm always the guy who thinks of one like half an hour later. Oh, I should have said, no, you're the dickhead. Oh, I didn't.
All right, just finishing up was... I think I was playing soccer in primary school, maybe like year four. I remember one time I was like running up to kick a goal or something, and I missed it and fell over, and everyone was kind of laughing at me. So the comeback was, I was standing right near the goal, and one of my friends was trying to like kick across. He kicked it across and hit me in the chest and then went in. So I managed to score anyway.
That's not bad. That's actually pretty good.
And what were the, did the laughter turn to? Cheering, or did the laughter turn to silence?
Well, I mean, it was year four, so everyone's on their feet.
One dude eating a sausage on the side. Gave a slow clap.
Yeah, fair enough. Alright, yeah, that was pretty good. Thanks for all the comeback stories. We'll switch gears over to Fishy.
Alright, thanks, Tyson. And now it's time for Pathetic Athletic. Now, we've just got Foxtel, and one of the things I've noticed on the sports channel is that there are some garbage sports out there. One of them that infuriates me is the steeplechase. Now, they've got a massive hurdle at the end of this track with a huge pool of water that no one can jump over. And there's just blokes constantly just wetting their shoes. Everybody hates running around in wet shoes. What sports have you guys seen that you hate shit in?
Okay. Hate shit in.
Hate shit in.
Oh, I really hate grammar.
Horrible sports that is just stuff that just has no need for, or it's a ridiculous sport that doesn't deserve to be even recognised.
Okay. Cricket.
Alright, Fez.
Did you jump in? Dude, there's an order here.
I guess we're starting with Fez.
Yeah.
Cricket. It goes for too long and just...
So test cricket.
Yeah, test cricket. Yeah.
I don't like cricket either, so...
It's a sport where they have, like...
So we've jumped over again.
No, but it's like, I don't understand, like, it's a sport where they, it's like, it goes for so long that there's lunch breaks and, like...
Cricket's great, man. Are we defending what they hate, or they just say why they hate it?
I'm going to let this fly.
You're allowed to defend it if it's... Cricket is the best thing to wake up to hungover.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, yeah.
You flick on the telly and you're feeling like shit. You just hear like a Richie Banner like, marvellous shot. Yeah. You're like, great.
It is. It's quite a good
marvellous.
Yeah, you're like, this is all the excitement I can deal with right now.
It's quite a wonderful napping spot too.
It is.
At 3 o'clock in the arvo, you just cannot keep your eyes open anymore. The night was just too fierce and you can just doze off and come back to the cricket. Not have missed much.
Yeah. Nothing has changed.
I feel like you haven't been to a cricket
match. Richie's not too loud.
Yeah.
I feel like people that like cricket pretend they like cricket just because it's like an Aussie thing to do. It's like tradition.
Well, whenever
like,
I see the crowds in the cricket, it seems like they're actually doing like they're going off just chanting and whatnot, but it's just how long can you keep it up going for like really long?
Well, they're not chanting for the whole time.
Yeah. 5 days straight?
Yeah, that's what they do.
Alright, so why didn't you like cricket? It's boring.
It's too long and yeah, it's boring.
It's too long.
So 2020 is alright in your book? Or is that still too long?
It's not really much exciting because they're just throwing the ball and it takes. They have to restart the play again.
That could be pretty much any sport though.
No, but see in rugby league, you know, let's say they get tackled, it starts straight, put the ball on the ground, rolling back and start like that. In cricket, it's just like they start talking to one of their mates and you know, getting ready, rub the ball on the crutch. I'm not a fan of baseball either.
It's just the American cricket. All right, no worries, cricket. Lee, kick us off with your sport, mate.
The one that I hate is power walking. You know, walking into the pitch.
That's another horrid sport.
It is terrible to watch because you're like, just fucking start running. You're obviously in a hurry, and if you wanted to win, you'd just run. And it's so unnatural. It's so bad for your body as well. And like...
The type of people that do... power walking as well.
Yeah, I know.
As a race.
Yeah.
Bad people.
You know, what I feel bad about is there'll be people that'll be walking for so long and then if they like, I think there's a rule if they get like both feet
off the ground.
They get disqualified. When they get that close.
They get 3 shots, I think.
Oh, they get three shots? Because I've seen that and they get disqualified and it's like, oh, what?
Respect to the person, the umpire or the referee or whatever that actually has to look at all those feet for that long. Like imagine that. That has to be a person with a foot fetish.
No, that's good. Yeah,
so I got Stan walking.
Walking, all right. Lekas, what do you got?
I'd say curling, and the aspect of curling would be those people in front with the brushes. Oh, what the hell are they doing? It's like smoothing down the ice. It's about the smoothest thing you can have.
Smoothest surface known to man.
Yeah. So I don't get what they're doing, why they have to like shuffle it up.
I've seen like when they do it, they like change the direction of...
Well, yeah, I think you can.
So they're the real athletes, but the dickhead curlers getting all the, yeah, the bitches for
it. The brushes are quite coarse, though, so I think they're actually making fine, like, little snow, dust, whatever.
Friction. Yeah, friction, yeah.
I find it similar to the, like, the rowing event. You know how there's that person that says, like, go, go.
Yeah, but he doesn't get a medal at the end.
Don't they?
Yeah,
pretty sure they
do. They're like the crucial part of rock. They steer the boat.
They get like a hand steer job after. Runner.
That's fucked.
Yeah, I know.
I'm going to be a cox, more so.
Well, I don't know if that put, like, the two dickheads with the brushes, I don't know if they get medals afterwards.
I'd say so. It's a team. They're pretty furiously cleaning the ice.
They are, really. I think that's more impressive, if anything.
Well, the ice cleaners.
Yeah.
They'd be the best maids ever. I'd hire one of them at 7.
All right, two quick ones. Is two things that should not be on the sports channel, speaking about Foxtel.
Go on.
Is... fucking poker. Poker is not a fucking sport. I don't care. Yeah. I don't mind poker, but it is not a sport. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a fucking card game.
It's a free drinks game.
Yeah. Okay. And the next one that's even worse is the spelling bee.
Oh my. How is that?
Is that a sport?
It's on ESPN.
That's
It's a massive, massive event on ESPN. They build it up for weeks. And how for the life of me is that a sporting event?
Well, I guess it's real popular in America, isn't it? Like, we don't have it here.
Yeah,
but it depends how you define a sport. Like, I agree with you.
It needs some kind of...
It's more like a game show.
I think it needs at least kind of athletic... Like, not
running spelling bees or something.
Yeah.
It's a physical skill. Like, you know, darts are a massive event in England.
It is.
Yeah. And they've at least got some sort of technique and skill.
But if you're if you're not using a technique or some kind of movement...
Physicality.
Like poker and buddy spelling bee contest, they should not be sports.
Good call.
Fair enough. No worries. So, Stephen's last now, I think, because Fez fucked all the way up.
Yeah.
We'll jump back to Stephen, who should have gone first. What's
Mine would be the ribbon. The ribbon thing that they do in the Olympics. That particularly is dance. It's not sport. Dancing to me isn't sport. Enter a dancing competition, I'm fine with that. But I don't think that the people twirling around the ribbon should get the same gold medal as the person that's lifting 400 kilos. That's but it's just how similar it is to dancing. Like, I'm sure it is quite physical, it takes quite a bit of skill, but Blade ballroom dancing is an Olympic sport. Sure. So why is the ribbon?
True that.
All right, no worries. Thank you for that, boys. And on to the next one.
Election erection. Oh, well, this segment...
Jeez, we had a good vibe going. Harsh in my buzz.
This segment is pretty much... Well, you know, we've got the election coming up. And, you know, if you guys were to become Prime Minister of Australia, what would be the first thing you would do?
All right, well, first thing I'll do is I'll change workplace laws, right? And so you get your normal 10-day sick leave, you get your 4 weeks holiday, and then you get additional 20 I-can't-be-arsed days. All right? Yeah. So enough of pulling sickies. Enough. There are some times you just literally don't want to go to work, and you shouldn't have to because you're not going to do a good job whilst you're there. So you call up and say, I'm taking a can't be arsed day.
So you're legalising 12 sickies.
Yes. Yeah. 12 sickies.
No, but then...
Think you've had sickies already?
No, I'm not talking sickies, though. They're different. There should be a can't be arsed day and then a sickie. Oh, yeah. And then at the end of it, they can be like, oh, okay, so you took 3 actual sick days... And 20 can't be asked. Are you happy at this job?
You should get paid double
fuck off. And they're like, okay, cool, you're still here.
You get paid time and a half or something on the can't be asked.
Well, to be fair, that's a good idea because then it improves the employee-employer relationship because you're not having to constantly come up with diarrhea out of my ears. Couldn't come to work and then you're going to try.
I've got conjunctivitis on my bell end.
Save the health sector.
Yes.
I don't know how it is at everyone else's workplace, but a Friday or a Monday sickie, we've got to have a doctor's certificate.
Mm.
So I've got to go in and like basically lie to a doctor for $50.
Yeah, exactly.
just so I can
it's
get
just
paid,
a waste of money.
Paid the 80 for the day, so I'm only making 30 all up.
20 can't
you
be
get a day off. Nah. I like Lee's idea better.
Yeah. Can't be arsed, Dave.
Okay. I'm just going to say we should lower the first thing I do is lower the tax rate on alcohol.
Yes.
I'm fed up with like going overseas and seeing how damn cheap it is for like 12 Coronas is like $10 and coming over here and then just like
but it's on two
getting
levels,
done
yeah.
up the arse for it.
that is for the taxes?
Yeah.
I don't know what bottle cheap. Just anal sex.
Yeah.
How much it costs to get a car.
I probably should go to a different bottle.
That's not a bottle. That's Fez's wrestling gym.
Alright, that's mine.
The first thing that I would do is probably pack my bags and go to Canberra. But outside of that,
you're probably required to anyway.
Yeah. I reckon it's kind of similar to Lee's, but I reckon like your birthday should be like a get out of jail free card day. So you don't have to work on your birthday and you can just do whatever the fuck you want on your birthday. So you can't go out and kill someone, but you could kind of...
You could maim them pretty heavily.
Yeah. Or you could do 100 in a 50 zone. Oh, it's my birthday. You know, so everyone gets that one. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, mine was going to be similar to Lee's, but it was going to be extend the weekend. So you got 3 weekend days and have 4 work days. So you got a bit better work to weekend ratio.
Right. Mine would be pretty much abolish the university system.
Yeah.
What you do is you just have 3 years. So you just pick whatever job you want to go to, type things. And instead of spending 4 years at uni, you spend 3 years training up in the actual job that you're trying to get into.
Yeah.
But you learn so much more on the job than you do at university.
Yeah.
So say you want to be a bloody pilot, you just go there and be like, yo, I want to be a pilot. And they can still pick the best people at the end of this 3 years, but but you're getting paid.
Yeah.
You can still do the like intern type work, doing their paperwork and stuff, but you're actually learning stuff that you can actually use. Whereas university, I never use first year chemistry at bloody my job. So say you're at an engineering company, you take in 1,000 people and into this 3 year program. Then at the end of the 3 year program, you might keep 50 of them type thing. Yes, but then these 1,000 people still have on their resume, they worked for an engineering company for 3 years.
That's actually like not being discussed and could happen as far as like...
Really?
Well, no, it's like, because there's a whole bunch of... Well, this isn't going to be funny.
So. Yeah.
Well, my thing was about it afterwards.
Yeah, okay. My
thing isn't going to be funny. That's just too sensible.
This is not the time and place for this.
Pull the fucking plug on that.
Yeah, I know I went against the curve of non-penis or poop jokes, but I decided...
No, it's actually intelligent. You're onto something.
Arrington just there's waiver. Oh. I've been in penis for a while.
Start playing with the window.
I haven't heard penis for a while.
Yeah. Fezzy, you can now get rid of the intellectualism.
Nah, mine will be shorten the work day on Wednesday. So finish it.
Just on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Oh, you're so boring.
Twelve is on the finish.
12 o'clock, so half day.
Yeah, half day.
That's a pretty good idea. Because in high school, we all used to go home at 2:30.
Yeah.
That was the best day of the week.
Did you? We did. Oh, your high school did.
Oh, really?
No, mine did.
We did.
Yeah. So why Wednesday?
Why Wednesday?
Because right in the middle of the week.
Day.
Okay.
Yeah, Wednesday. I kind of like
go
it.
Really? Did you stick it to your fucking missus?
That's not the day of school. Wow. Yeah.
Put that on your job sheet? On your time book? Oh, yeah, you know, had like the Macmillan job for 4 hours and then stuck missing.
like always, it's time for... Twitter questions.
Right, so the first Twitter question we have off the ranks this week is from... long-time listener Mark Mitchell at Sydney Mustard.
Yep.
His question is, what's the best $100, give or take a few bucks, you have ever spent?
Alrighty. Alright, I'll kick this off. I bought one of those Casio keyboards where you got like 100 different tones and like song banks and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Do not know how to play piano at all. I got to admit, it is sitting under my bed covered in dust, but every now and then when me and my mates are pissed... we'll bring it out and it's hilarious. And we just laugh and play with it for hours. So I reckon probably the 15 hours I've got out of it have been hilarious. So that's the best $100 I've ever spent.
Cool.
That's pretty good. A little RC remote control helicopter because I took it into work. And then like for the entire 2 days I got it, I had people coming into my office to give it a try. And just...
So you're going to say you just delivered all of your memos with a helicopter?
Straight to someone's eyes.
Yeah.
I'd probably say any of the Tony Hawk games when I was growing up. Cause, I mean, that gave me a year of enjoyment.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
A year of pleasure.
On the skateboarding note, me and my mates a few months ago decided to relive our childhood and all get skateboards.
Hey!
$100 each, and we went to the skate park, sat there for 40 minutes, intimidated by all the 14-year-olds. Went home, sunk half a carton each, and then went back there at about 7 o'clock that night.
Yeah.
And just ruined ourselves. So sore ankles, ripped jeans, razors. It was hilarious.
So that was the best $100 you've ever spent.
Yes.
You've led a sad life. Mine would be probably when I was about 17. I spent about $100 on 2 cartons that I brought to a party.
Hey.
I was the king of that party.
Yeah.
But it was a good party.
Yeah, mine's similar to Tyson, mine on the FIFA games. Soft ones.
Yeah. No explanation.
Fine.
You're a walking advertisement for everything we stand for.
It doesn't even introduce FIFA.
Alright, next question from Notebooks Crawler at Notebooks Crawler. Question is, what accessories would be included if they made action figure of each of you? So let's just, what would your accessory be? So you're in the little action figure pack?
Yeah. 6-pack. Boom.
6-pack.
In the hand.
Good.
Sorry, fish.
A calculator. Nerd styles.
Big dick.
What, in your hand?
Attachable.
It's just big dick, strap on dildo, whatever.
Now with blowjob action.
Now you can always feed the bullets into the guns of the toys. He just has that with the dick, spring loaded. Yeah. Mine would probably be, I don't know, a broken bakery. broken bakery playset.
That's good.
Mine would be like a beard to just highlight the fact that I can't grow facial hair.
It's like your futuristic Stephen.
Yeah. 86 maybe.
Senile Stephen.
Yeah.
Mine would be probably a wrestler's leotard.
That would be good.
So do you come naked otherwise?
Naked and unimpressive?
Alright, next question from Podcast Addict at Dusty65 Curry. Her question is, if you had a time machine, when would you travel to?
Last night, I would have gone home earlier, so I wouldn't be so tired now.
That's your only regret in life?
Only regret. No regrets, except for last night.
I could beat that in the last half hour.
I would go back to the medieval times just to mess shit up.
You'd get burnt straight away, though.
You would be.
You'd say something bizarre like, oh, hello. What is this hello you speak of, witch? And then they'd burn you and you'd die.
What are those strapped to your feet?
It was rampant with disease back then.
Yeah. But it'd be good times. People would renown me for a king.
I don't think anyone speaks the Dark Ages as good times.
Shit, I think it would have been good times.
Fine. No, that's fine.
If I had, like, my brain now that I could transform back in time and place would be, like, I'd transform when I was a kid, so then I could be on, like, that Bill Cosby Kids Say the Darndest Thing show.
I'd be
the most popular little kid in the world.
I would probably go back to 1971 and buy a GT Mustang for about $4,000. And then I'd bring it up and sell it for $500.
Yeah,
nice. Bank.
I'd go into the future, man. I'd go probably about 500 years in the future and just see what's up.
I didn't know you could go into the future.
Witch! Burn him!
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, me neither.
The chain of thought was just backwards.
Did Dusty say you go back in time, though?
I thought it was back in time.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure she did.
Mate, no. So when would you travel to?
Damn it.
Shit.
Well, we're all idiots.
I would say 1986, Miami, Florida.
For what reason?
Just because it seemed like a party, pretty awesome back
then. Like that year, no other year party.
Yeah, that's an entire year. What
did you watch like a Spring Break 86 video recently?
Pretty much.
So bizarre. I never know what you're going to say.
So you're stuck.
So you could stay in the hotel and not talk to anyone.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah.
You can do that this time.
80s or present, you're still going to be a loser.
Next question. We all know the worldviews. This is the Credible Hulk at Joseph 98602. He says, we all know the world views America as fat, loud, and stupid. Not necessarily my thoughts. But how would you describe Canada?
All right. Well, first of all, I quite like Americans. Every American I've met has been quite funny. Yeah, there's been a couple of arseholes, but there's a couple of arseholes everywhere. So I think Canada would just be kind of like your snobby hipster friend that thinks they're a little bit better than everyone else because they, like, know things about obscure stuff.
Okay.
I think. So, yeah. Hipsters.
I would describe them as American Australians because they're pretty, like, chilled, easygoing people. Kind of similar to what I found our vibe is.
I'd probably say they're extinct because I've never met one.
And there goes all the Canadian listeners. I'd say butch, thick, lumberjack. Not like thick, stupid, but like, you know, your lumberjack
heavy
type
set.
Of, yeah, heavy set, like snowmobiling, downhill riding larrikins.
Shit, yeah.
Just cold Australians.
Yeah, I'd just say... I'm
not
say,
sure whether that's a compliment or a diss.
I'd just say friendly and cold.
So an oxymoron, nice.
No, that, no, sorry, I meant cold as in the temperature. Yeah. Not cold as in... Yeah, not cold personalities.
That's Russian. Please come into my house, you dickhead.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd say they're pretty similar to Australian just because, like, how everyone thinks, you know, like, oh, Australian, so you must ride kangaroos to... You know, wherever you go, people wouldn't know much about Canada. Just think, oh,
Canada, eh?
I just think they all say that, so similar.
All right, and the last couple of questions we have are from a sister podcast, I guess you'd say. Maybe a brother podcast.
I'll say brother.
Ridiculous Rambling, the Americans. They've hit us up with two questions on their latest pod, one of which was, what is the most embarrassing thing that's happened to you in a sexual, at a sexual time, I guess? What's the most... Yeah. During sex, what's the most embarrassing thing that's happened? So, for example, this guy gave an example to know what he was on about. He was once having sex with a girl, and he went to slap her ass and ended up slapping his balls instead. And it completely ruined the moment. And...
That's good.
So,
not even degrading, just painful.
Yeah.
Well, I suppose, you know, mid-act, I was quite enjoying it and in a euphoric state and didn't really realise that I was drawling. And I kind of half-drawled on her. But, you know, it was from a distance, so it wasn't, like, close up. It was a long strand of drawing. I was like, oh, God, I'm so sorry.
That's pretty good. That good. Sometimes in sex, you're like awkward angles. So I farted during sex once.
Oh, yeah. Killer right there.
Yeah,
was
pretty
it
much.
A 69?
Did you stop? Did you? Was that the end of it?
No, you just lol about try it and keep going.
Try and make a bit more noise to cover. Ben's really squeaky. Is this duck down?
Tice?
Mine would just probably be falling asleep during sex.
During sex?
Yeah. I mean, you're the one doing the work as well. You know, it's like beats per minute and then slowing down, mm-hmm. And then you just collapse. Yeah, that's probably pretty embarrassing that was.
Mine is the same as Tyson, but it's not so much fall asleep, it's pass out, and I've actually passed out off the bed and stayed there.
Yeah, mine's actually a similar vibe as well, but mine was more, you know, we were out at a club with the girlfriend, just like, oh, and, you know, speaking sexy to each other. Towards the end of the night, it's like, yeah, I'm gonna fucking wreck you type those. Like, this is gonna be the most, the greatest sex you've ever had. And then you get home, you get in bed, you take off your shirt, and then you're passed out. Goes nowhere. Wake up with your pants off, wondering what happened.
I told my girlfriend I rocked her world yesterday. She laughed in my face and left.
Forever. She's gone. Oh, yeah. All right. Well, yeah, I've fallen asleep as well.
Of course you have.
Oh, shit. I fall asleep listening to you. All right. And their second question, because we actually hit them up with two questions on there for their last episode, was... would you rather? For it. Warning. The next question is graphic in nature. Proceed at your own risk.
Yeah.
So they had, would you rather eat out Rosie O'Donnell when she was on her period and blood was gushing out? Or would you rather eat out Donald Trump's asshole after he hadn't wiped for a while? It was just like a mustardy stream on the side of it.
All
Alright, well.
Apologies, by the way, for the explicit nature of that.
Yeah, I'll do it. Alright, guys, you need to chill out. That's disgusting and I love it. I'm going to say, look, just for the health factor, blood to the mouth could be a bit diseasey. And I'm just going to go, well, poo. I'll just go poo.
But yeah, it's fecal matter.
Poo is not diseasey.
Well, yeah. I don't know what. Blood, I'll lick poo. Lick the Trump poo.
Trumpet.
Trump.
Yeah. I might go Donald to the mouth just to see how I deal with heavy flow of blood right in the face.
Oh.
Jesus.
Oh my gosh.
I'm going to say, why just limit your options and choose one when both are on the play? I'd do them both.
Wow.
They're both the same time.
Bad. Any reason you want to go both?
Experience? You can say you met Rosie O'Donnell and Donald Trump.
How like that?
How many people can say that?
I just want to do Donald Trump so you can turn around and go, you're fired. Like, after I do a terrible job of it.
There you go. I would have to go Donald Trump because I'm scared Rosie O'Donnell would probably try and eat me.
After you eat her.
I'm not worried about eating her out. I'm worried about her eating me full stuff.
Yeah, I'd probably go Rosie O'Donnell just because it would be a bit of an experience.
I'm not saying there would be an experience either.
I feel like it would be a horrifying moment in my life, but I would reflect it because I'd have just blood all over my face, much like a war veteran. You look in the mirror and just have flashbacks of terrible times.
Oh, and you might vomit back up.
This is very filthy.
Actually, have an exclaimer that this was nothing to do with our podcast.
Yeah.
We have welcomed it with open arms.
It wasn't like Donald Trump's like taking a shit in his pants and you have to eat out from that. It's
you don't
just...
eat the shit. He hasn't wiped his ass in a week. He's got shit covering up and down.
Like dry shit.
Well, Rosie O'Donnell, that's just gushing out. Just
It's a heavy
it's like a valve that's cracked.
I'm
going
to have to go with the Trump then.
Trump?
Yeah.
So I think it was about 50-50.
Yeah, pretty much.
God.
That was awful.
All right, double R lads, we're going to shut down.
And go.
All right. All right, gender non-exclusive podcast. Being double R. We're going to shut down this filth talk, and we're going to find out when was the time that you got shut down the hardest by someone you were cracking on to. So let us know.
All right, so that brings us to the end of episode 20. Thanks a lot, listeners, for sticking with us. And feel free to share this. In fact, please share this with your friends. We want you.
Please.
Want you bad.
You can get us with questions on twitter.com/goodfriends, letter N Fez, and follow our antics on facebook.com/goodfriendsandfez. All right, and now the one and only Fez will take us out.
Well, that was episode 20, the big 2-0. And we won't be having a podcast next fortnight, but in the meantime, we'll be doing a special event that we'll keep you up to date with on our Facebook website.
What's it called?
Facebook website.
Average Joe Olympics.
Average Joe. Oh, I thought it was just. Okay. Average Joe Olympics. That's what we're doing.
Shit, I can't wait.
You can leave that in.
It will be a lot more exciting than Fez Express. Keep tuning, listeners. It will be dope. Check us out. Peace.
See ya.
That's what we're doing.